And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of July, 2025. July 18th is National Caviar Day. Caviar is an expensive seafood dish made of fish eggs, usually from sturgeon. This fishy delicacy is deeply unethical and unsustainable. Eating and buying caviar promotes the exploitation of sturgeon and supports a disturbing industry that profits off dissecting eggs out of sentient beings. There are three main methods of egg extraction for caviar. The first is much like performing a C-section on a human. A small cut is made in the female sturgeon, then her eggs are surgically removed from her body. Afterwards, she is sewn up and tossed back in farming pools to recover, produce more eggs, then be operated on again. In the second method, the fish are given a protein to induce labor. Then the eggs are massaged out of them. According to the LA Times, farmers love this method of taking caviar because they can reuse the same fish to harvest roe multiple times during their expected 60 to 120-year lifetime. It is incredibly inhumane to subject these animals to constant chemical inductions throughout what should be a long and happy life in the wild. The third method is to kill the sturgeons and then take their eggs. Caviar has been criticized and even banned in some jurisdictions for its extreme impact on wild sturgeons, which are the most endangered species group on Earth. Sturgeons are intelligent and complex fishes who have lived on this planet since the Jurassic period, approximately 200 million years ago. They are considered living fossils because their basic form has remained largely unchanged since their first appearance in the fossil record. They can grow to be 18 feet long and weigh more than 1,200 pounds. Sturgeon engage in social learning behaviors, have an impressive spatial memory, and are known to travel thousands of kilometers to spawn. Caviar is not even a healthy food choice. It is high in cholesterol, and it is a high-salt, high-calorie food as well. The caviar industry is relentlessly cruel and unnecessary. Suffering fishes spend their lives in cramped, filthy tanks, are cut open over and over, and violently slaughtered, all to make an opulent garnish that the vast majority of people do not eat and can't afford. It's the birthday of Peace Pilgrim, born on this day in 1908. Peace Pilgrim, born Mildred Lizette Norman, was an American spiritual teacher, mystic, pacifist, vegetarian activist, and peace activist. In 1952, she became the first woman to walk the entire length of the Appalachian Trail in one season. Starting on January 1, 1953, in Pasadena, California, she adopted the name Peace Pilgrim and walked across the United States for 28 years, speaking with others about peace. She was on her seventh cross-country journey when she died. A transcript of the 1964 conversation with Peace Pilgrim from a broadcast on KPFK radio in Los Angeles was published as Steps Toward Inner Peace. She stopped counting miles in that year, having walked more than 25,000 miles for peace. And it's the birthday of Anne Esselstyn, born on this day in 1935. Anne Esselstyn has been called the Julia Child of plant-based cooking. She was an award-winning English teacher for 27 years, all while juggling raising four children, coaching, and figuring out how to cook delicious and appealing plant-based oil-free food pre-internet. Anne's singular focus is on creating recipes to prevent and reverse heart disease. And she collaborates with her husband, Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn Jr., in counseling patients. Anne and her daughter, Jane, also feature heart-healthy recipes on their YouTube channel. Anne lives in Cleveland, Ohio, next door to Jane. And here's a quote for today from Peace Pilgrim. I learned from a college professor who wrote a book on the subject that it takes many times the land to raise the creatures we eat as it would to raise fruits or vegetables or grains. Since I want the maximum number of God's children to be fed, that also would make me a vegetarian. I do not believe it is right for me to ask someone else to do my dirty work for me. I would not kill a creature, and I would not ask someone else to kill her for me. so I will not eat the flesh of the creature. I have extended my pacifism to include non-harming of creatures as well as non-harming of human beings. A quote from Peace Pilgrim. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to allow all creatures to live in peace.